So close, and yet so far. The Nobel Peace Prize was Donald's for the asking. He'd already declared victory for the world and, of course, himself, the master wheeler-dealer of the century, the man who showers accolades on himself, deserved or not. He'd wrung concessions from Little Rocket Man by threatening nuclear holocaust on the Korean Peninsula, and now all he had to do was show up in Stockholm and accept the prize. Easy as pie for Donald. Nothing to it. Those other yahoos, those previous presidents, they'd taken the long route, sent over diplomats, set the table, delved into those pesky details, laid the groundwork, only to have it blow up at the end. The trumpeter was not going to be pulled into that vortex of complexity. Not for a minute, no fool he. Throw the Hail Mary, and before the ball had even begun to descend toward the goal line, declare victory and grab the prize. Be home to Mar-a-Lago in time to catch Fox and friends and take the congratulatory call from Hannity. Fantastic work, Mr. President. Oh, sure, they said the Koreans might worry about John Bolton mouthing off after writing that article, proving beyond the shadow of a doubt we had the right, if not the moral imperative, to attack North Korea preemptively. And when he mentioned they should follow the Libyan model for disarmament, maybe they worried fearless leader would end up in the same ditch as Gaddafi. But that's the kind of tough talk that works far better than subtle diplomacy. So what if a week ago the deal with Iran was torn up? A deal's not a deal unless Donald says it's a deal. After all, he is the master of the art of, well, you already know, the deal. And he was offering Little Rocket Man a deal. You disarm those nukes, we'll make you rich and happy. Well, if you can't trust Trump to honor a deal, who can you trust? He gave you a chance and, well, you turned your back. Now you pissed him off. You've cost him that Nobel, no easy thing for him to digest. He'd already had one made, and if you think he's sending it back, you don't know jack about negotiating. Surrender now.